You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
This morning, very, very lucky to have Finn from Wet Bandit, who's coming to us live from the cosmopolitan city of Napier on the east coast of the North Island, Te Ika a Māui. Morena, Finn, how are you doing?
Morning, Zach. I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Of course, of course, of course, my friend. How are things over in Napier right now?
Similar to you, I think. It's overcast. Mm-hmm. I'm still hanging out for summer. We haven't had a hot Napier summer in a very long time, and going through a few withdrawals, but as you live in, you just survive, don't you?
Is the surfing very good out in Napier? Because it's right on the coast. It's really right on the coast.
There's definitely a bit of a surfing scene. There's a few spots. It has been good, actually. I'm a bit of a surfing fraud. I used to do it a lot. Less these days, but I still have a surfboard on top of the car. But uh-huh. I'm a bit slack with getting out there.
Fair enough. It's a whole commitment, eh?
It is. It is.
I feel like if you're not in the surfing scene, you don't understand how committed a lot of surfers are to surfing. Like,
they're nuts.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's a lifestyle, that's for sure.
It totally is. And speaking of lifestyles, you've traded in a Kiwi lifestyle for an Australian lifestyle out here by moving to the Gold Coast. How has that been treating you?
I have. I love it over there. It's great. That whole East Coast is pretty wicked for music too.
Mm.
You can kind of go up and down the coast. The pubs will be full with people, and they've always got bands and the likes on. There's some great Australian bands playing up and down that East Coast, which I love. So it's great.
Nice, nice. Do you think you'll do more exploring of the surrounding neighbourhood in 2025?
Definitely. Mostly, I've done kind of almost done the whole lap. I just haven't been to Perth in Australia,
mm-hmm.
Which I'd love to go there too.
I don't think you need to. I'm kidding.
I'll trust you a thing. But mostly, I think, I'd love to do a few tours up and down that east coast with the band and, mm-hmm. and see a few things and meet a few people. It'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. Nice, nice. In terms of proximity to, like, the outback and the desert, is it very close or is it a bit far away?
You'd have to do a bit of driving to get to the desert.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole experience in itself, too. You can go to these small towns and they still do residencies there where you'll have... like the same musician playing seven nights in a row at the same pub, and they get the tourists going through, so it's fresh people every night, and the same muse will play all week, which is quite cool. So I'd love to do one of those one day.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Could be on your 2025 bingo.
Yeah, that could be a bit of an experience, I think.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. Well, speaking of experiences,
that's old school.
You've just put out this new track, Yonder, which I think came out today, and in a major press photo I saw, you're standing in a doorway with these huge white 60s sunglasses on and carrying a few Dobros. Now, are you more of a Double Browns fiend or a VB fiend, and has Australia affected that in any way, shape or form?
It has not. I love a Dobro. It's got to be cold.
Mm-hmm.
I'd struggle with a warm one, but a cold Double Brown goes down a treat.
Mm-hmm.
I am not into a VB.
Really?
I will drink it if I have to, but I love the merch. I love the whole VB thing, but I'm not a fan of the beer, if I'm being perfectly honest.
Oh, wow. We're hearing it first on Radio 1, folks. Not a VB fan. To be honest, I can't tell the difference between both of them.
Sorry. Oh, there you go. Just love beer.
Yeah, I like a decent amount of beer. Eh? Over Christmas, did you happen to watch Home Alone at all?
I didn't this year.
You didn't.
But normally I would. I would.
Because your namesake is, of course, from Home Alone. The Wet Bandits, of course, are Joe Pesci and the tall guy who break into the home.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
Great movie. Merry Christmas, you filthy animals.
I love in the second Home Alone, Donald Trump's in it for just 5 seconds randomly.
Yeah, yeah.
He's down the hall, to the right. That's what he says, I think.
That'd be right.
Now, you've said about this new track, Yonder, that's about pushing the boat out. People closest to you will tell you to rein it in and you'll push it out further, and people around you will tell you to push it out further and you'll sail closer to shore, but ultimately the boat is yours. With this, are you referencing the term push the boat out about people spending a lot of money, or is it more about personal decision making, or when that comes to, you know, just life or your creative output?
Definitely more the personal decision making. I'd love to push the boat out and have some money to spend, but that's not a possibility right now. But definitely just, you know, when you might be going a bit too hard or something, you're kind of in a headspace and you might sort of, people tell you one thing and you kind of shun them off, and then you sort of wake up on the other side and you got a bit of reflection time, I guess, is kind of what the song's about.
Oh, sorry, you go.
Oh, that's about it, I think. Oh,
that's
you go.
Bloody great. I feel like if you're doing the opposite to whatever, whoever is telling you what you want to do, do you think that's maybe, I guess you're just kind of reacting to what they say and you're not going, you're not actually like, as you say, reflecting and thinking about, you know, any advice that they're giving you. So is that kind of a thing you've maybe had in your life before, of just being quite kind of contrarian to advice that you get from people?
Definitely, I've just got a bit of a chip on my shoulder at times, and as it goes. But yeah, I think it's just about coming out the other end of that tunnel and kind of having a fresh look at things and try not to do that sort of thing again, I guess. Would be the thing
for sure. Do you think that finding more ways to I guess reflect and so on and so forth, is that going to be on your 2025 bingo as well there?
It very well could be.
Nice.
Yeah,
I think it's always
how about yourself?
Yeah. I mean, I can be reactive sometimes, but I tend to try and keep a cool head and keep it pretty chill.
Nice.
But yeah, no, 2025 bingo, what else have we got on? Going to go to Melbourne in 2025, which I'm looking very much forward to.
Very nice.
In 2 weeks. I'm very looking forward to it.
It's a great city.
It's a very cool place from what I've heard, yeah. And speaking of other really cool things, you're doing a huge tour with Pool House at the moment, and you're coming down to Dunedin next Saturday, the 25th, to play at the Crown. Great venue, by the way. How many times have you been in town before? I know you've been here before at least once.
Yes, I haven't played in Dunedin. So it'll be amazing to play down there because it's such a cool scene. And having Pool House along on that tour has been great too. They're a great bunch of lads and really cool set. I used to come to Dunedin. My brother was in university, and when I was still in high school, I used to catch the bus from Hawke's Bay all the way down to Dunedin to hang out with him in Rio Week, which was always fun.
Classic.
So I haven't been to Dunedin since then, so I assume lots has changed, but it'll probably still be the same, if you know what I mean.
Totally. The more things change, the more they say this. Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. So I'm excited to get down there. I think it's going to be fun.
How much time do you have in town?
Oh, just the one night, and then we're going down to Queenstown. Yeah. Okay. I would have loved to spend a bit more time, but it just gets so expensive having the old band and the van on the road.
It's a costly endeavor.
We're kind of... It is, so we're just blitzing through, unfortunately, but hopefully get to see a bit of the town on the Saturday and have a good night out, and then probably hang around a bit Sunday morning before we shoot off to Queenstown.
Nice. Well, I was going to say, if you like Chinese food and you have time for a dinner, you should go to Impressions. It is a fantastic restaurant, probably one of the best in town, but if that's booked out, there's another really good Chinese restaurant on Stewart Street called, I think, oh my gosh, actually I totally forgot, so don't even worry about that. But Impressions, if you have time to go out for some good Chinese meals, go there. It is fantastic. Do you like Chinese food?
I love Chinese food, and I'm hoping that we get time for dinner. Surely we can squeeze that one in.
surely. How do you meet the Pool House guys? How do you link up with them?
Just through Kyle, and he plays in Lazy Ghost. They're an Australian band, and they've done a few tours in New Zealand. So they went on tour with Kyle and Lazy Ghost, and then he teed us up with Pool House, which has been great.
Nice.
Just a friend of a friend, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that on stage, you know, obviously you can't be doing all the instruments at once. I think that would be a bit much for the most talented musician to be playing drums and singing and guitar and so on and so forth. But for this song, Yonder, you did record all the instruments yourself, correct?
Yes, I did. Yeah. So it started just with a drum loop. It was quite late. I had a few beersies.
Mm-hmm.
And
a few dobros.
Just running a few dobros. just running a drum loop and it ran a bit of a chord progression, and I just had a I just bought a Shure SM7B. I got a very good deal on on a Shure SM7B. So that had just arrived that day, which it's the first microphone I've had where you can kind of sing and play guitar at the same time, and you don't get that much bleed, you know.
Cool.
So it's the I was just running live takes, kind of making some stuff up, playing guitar and singing at the same time, which was cool because it's very just felt like being on stage a bit. So the song's very, very rough around the edges in the sense that I ended up just keeping most of those takes. Is it that that's what felt right? I tried to polish it up. I did a few mixes and a few redos, but it just never really felt like I lost the energy a little bit. So I kind of ended up just running with the original takes on quite a lot of it.
Well, it definitely does have the energy of a live song. I'll definitely say that. And I do want to know, you know, when you usually record songs, are you usually doing everything by yourself, or do you use your bandmates to help you out?
It's been most of it is self-produced, just that's in my bedroom. I've had there's a few on the earlier stuff. There's a few songs with live drums, and my little brother plays guitar on quite a lot of the songs. If there's any nuts guitar solos you hear, that'll be Brad, my younger brother. And then I get my older brother, he plays bass. And on the recordings, it's, yeah, just that. And then in the live setting, we get a few other people. And I've got Nick Castles playing guitar for me in the band at the moment. We've played together for forever. And we've just joined by Huey on drums, which is great.
Nice. Yeah. That's awesome. But yeah, very, I mean, congratulations on recording it all by yourself. That's such an effort, and that's awesome. I think that's a lens to you being able to be more creative and more on your own terms in a lot of ways, which is always a good thing, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the what I live for. It's also the bane of my existence, but it's definitely something. I'd love to get probably plan to get in the studio with the live band this year and do some writing with the band, which would be another experience in itself, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of things to come, there is an album coming out mid-2025, but Yonder will not be on it. What's the deal with that?
No, so it's just the selection of songs, I guess, I had it. It's a little bit different feeling. I mean, it's quite a unique song. It's a bit of a strange one, Yonder, but a bit loosey-goosey, and I just felt it didn't quite fit with the other songs I had to go on the record. So it's just a little treat on its own. We haven't we didn't release any singles last year either, so thought it'd be nice to put one out there, and that one felt right, and then the album's kind of its own separate thing, which is cool.
Nice. It's a little loosey. It's a little bit of a bait to catch people in the next track from the album comes out in March. Can you reveal any details about this single or the album itself?
Yeah, for sure. It's a very old song, that one. It was originally a B-side for another album I did back in the day, and there's a demo version floating around of it on the internet. It might be under a different name or something. It's a very, very mellow.
The Dry Placement. Sorry, but this is a very old track that you've kind of rejigged, or is it in its original form?
Rejigged. So there's quite a lot has changed, but it's still got the sort of original drums and synths, lots of mellow synths. It's about 6 minutes long. It's a big cruiser of a song.
Cool.
And it's it should be a nice mellow start to the album, I think.
Nice. Well, I want to thank you for your time and coming on the program this morning, Finn. It was great chatting with you. And before you leave, I must say as well, I really like the cover art for this single, The Little Penguins. They're adorable. They're so cute.
Ah, cheers. That's my friend Jet. If you're ever in Hawke's Bay and need a burger, you gave me a food recommendation. So Dylan Jeans in Hawke's Bay, they do the best burger in the country.
Okay, cool. I'll try them out whenever I go to Napier, which hopefully will be this year because I want to do a tiki tour of the country. But yeah, thank you very much for coming on, and I'll have to try that burger place out. And good luck with the tour. Take care.
Thank you very much, Zach.
Thank you very much. You too. All right, folks, that was Finn from Wet Bandits. We're talking about their new track, Yonder, which we're going to play very, very shortly. They are coming down to Otipoti next Saturday, the 25th of January, of course, at the Crown with Pool House. If you'd like to see some of this good stuff live, here are Wet Bandits with Yonder. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.